All right, ladies and gentlemen, today's question of the day. So, because, you know, we've been on lockdown. I've been watching a lot of TV lately. And have y'all seen that new show on Netflix, Love is Blind?
No, I saw the trailer about it. Can you give us some more more details about it?
Today's sponsor for the video. I'm just kidding. there's a show on Netflix called Love is Blind. Basically, they put you in what they call a pod. It's basically like this tiny little room. And in between you and someone else is a wall, and you're talking to each other. You talk to each other for, like, you know, hours and hours a day. And you never see the person. All you're doing is talking to them. And there's probably about, so as a man, there's 20 women you're going through and blind dating, basically, but you never see them. All you're doing is talking to them, and they're keeping notes on their little notepad and stuff like that. The women are the same. They're going through like 20 different blind dates for men. And basically, you have 2 weeks, 14 days to fall in love with this person and ask them to marry you before you ever see them. And then, of course, and then, of course, another, like, I think it's another 4 weeks later, you have your wedding where you then officially make it official. Not Devin, when we sign you up for this, do you think you can do it? Would you be like open-minded to go into this television show and try it out?
I like the concept of the blind dating, as in you're not seeing the other person. You're just having that communication because you're not basically going based off looks. I don't know about getting married or asking to marry after two weeks and then getting married after another 2 weeks. That's to me, that's a little too fast. But I think blind dating, as in like not seeing the person, I think that's a good concept. I like that. But not the, I'll wait off till marriage. I'll wait for a little bit.
So you want to give it a chance? When in your life, like, would you, if ever, give this an opportunity? Like, if you're 54 years old, do you think, you know what, I'd do this now? Or is there any point in your life that you would say, okay, you know what, I'd give this a chance?
Probably like mid to late 30s. Probably around there. But again, like, it's a good concept of the blind dating part. I just don't know about going straight into marriage after 2 or 4 weeks.
I think it's 45 days.
I thought it was 38 days. For some reason, I remember consistently seeing 38 was when you're married. Either way, it's, you know, about like a month and a half, let's say.
So you're married for a certain time? Is that what it is?
No. You officially walk down the aisle. I want to say it's 38 days, but basically a month and a half later, mm-hmm. you're walking down the aisle getting ready to say yes or no to this person.
So in your mid to late 30s, you would accept that. You'd be like, okay, this is my fate. I'm going
to
do this.
Go now on the show to try it out.
Yeah.
And you would get married.
Yeah, I think once you get to like your mid to late 30s, you just kind of be like, all right, gotta buckle down. Gotta buckle down, Devin. I think.
Based off what?
Based off the 2 weeks of the connection they made.
No. Why your mid to late 30s, like, why is that like the cutoff for you?
Uh-huh. Why not now?
Yeah.
Why not now? Because I think I still have, you know, time to meet somebody. I think I still have time.
Person you meet in that room? Like, they're not forcing you to marry them, but they are forcing you. Like, if you click with them, you're getting married. But, like, why not go? Like if I were to say, Devin, I'm signing up for this show, would you say yes or no?
Like, right now?
Right now, at this moment.
Probably say no. Say no.
So, but if you're 38, though, and he does it, you would say yes.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I just don't like that. Don't y'all think that's kind of, like, quick to get, like, to, I mean, like I said, it's cool, but, like, after that, it's like, all right, after 2 weeks or 4 weeks, I'm going to marry you.
Right. I am 1,000% with you, okay?
Yeah.
But I'm with you up until the point where you're like, at 38, yes. No, like, without even hesitation, you're going to do it?
I'll be more open to it. How about that? I'll be more open to it.
Yes or no?
Yes.
Why wouldn't you, though? I'm confused. Like, why wouldn't you, even at your age, like, go on the show? Like, again, they're not forcing you to fall in love.
In the end, you don't have to get
married. Like, because they have probably like 20 people on both sides, 20 males mm-hmm. and 20 females, and only like 5 of them end up even taking it to the next step of proposing. So 15 of them didn't end up finding anybody. So why wouldn't you have an open mind right now to just go on the show? Because what if you sat down in this room with somebody and for the first 2 weeks you guys just click, everything's perfect, you're laughing, you're sharing, you're opening up.
I mean, you make a good point there. Because I haven't really seen, well, like, you make a good point there. I really haven't seen the show. But I just know, like, from what you told me, just, like, they just get married after, so.
They do get married, huh? If they find someone that they're willing to propose to.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe, yeah. I'll go on there and give it a
maybe
shot.
Maybe you would get, yeah, you would go on the show now.
Yeah, I'll give it a shot.
Okay, we signed you up.
I'll give it a shot. Sorry, guys, coronavirus can't go. Quarantine.
Yeah, you're separate. You're in different rooms.
You're in your own little bubble.
Ah.
Nothing to worry about.
Nene, would you try it out?
Yeah, why not? Like, I mean, the hard part is that it seems like they signed a contract that they had to walk down this aisle. So that was like the hardest part. Like, we saw the girl get very heartbroken. Spoiler. But there was a girl that walked down the aisle and like he said no. And so like she ran out of there like crying. Like, she was distraught. And that was like heartbreaking because I feel like that was her moment down the aisle and it was taken from her.
So
I feel like he should have had respect and told her ahead of time, like, hey, we're not going to do this. But I feel like it was contracted ahead of time that they had to walk.
Yeah, so basically the way the show goes is you're in pod for 2 weeks.
Right.
After that, you propose. If you're willing to propose, they say yes or no at that moment. Right. Then you see them for the first time after you've proposed. Okay. Then you go on a, like, basically a honeymoon. Right. They spend like another like 2 weeks alone in like this resort with each other. Then they go back home. And so now they put them in the same, like, I guess they buy them a house. I don't know. They put them in the same, like, you know, house.
Mm-hmm.
And they have to introduce them to their friends and to their family. And they have to start their jobs again. You know, they live normal lives. But together, they do that for, like, let's say 2 weeks. Then they officially walk down the aisle. And then once you're both standing there, the priest asks you, do you want to marry her or do you want to marry him? And then you officially say yes or no. And some people waited till that moment to say no. And then,
what?
And but I feel like they had to. I feel like they signed a contract where they had to walk the aisle because all of them walked down the aisle. Yeah,
everyone walked down the aisle.
But it sucked for the girl, the one that took it really hard because, like, he said no and she just, like, you should have just seen. It was just like she ran out of, like, distraught. Like,
but this guy proposed to her, didn't she?
Yeah.
This guy proposed to her at the very beginning. But a lot of it's hard because, like, it's you know, you fall in love with this person, quote unquote, for the first 2 weeks, and then things change. Now you're interacting with them, you know, a little bit more. Now you're getting to know them, now you're getting to know their family, and they're getting to know your family, and you're spending so much time with each other. Now they start arguing, so on and so forth, and he realized, like, you know, we're not clicking like the way we thought we were gonna click.
Yeah, that's why I was hesitant at first to do it, but now y'all convinced me. That's why I was hesitant at first.
It didn't take that much convincing, though. I was like, are you sure? You're like, you know what? You're right. I'd do it.
What? I mean, to be real, I'd be on any television show. That's no matter what it is. Especially because, like, they're not forcing you to. Yeah, they're not forcing you to, like, fall in love. I don't know how accurate it would be and how much my attention would be kept, like, you know, on the other side of a wall just talking to this person for hours and hours. Some of them talk for like 8 hours a day, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't know how much my attention would be kept to that, but it was an interesting show.
What about you, Mesa Lou? What do you think? What's your opinion on it?
I don't know. Maybe my initial thought was probably, I was like, yeah, you know, I'd give it a shot, I guess, and see what happens. But like, if I have to walk down an aisle and break some young girl's heart, I'm like, oh, dang.
I mean,
like,
at that point, you'd propose to her, though.
I know.
To that point.
I know.
What if she's like amazing?
Yeah, no, you're right. Like, there's a good possibility. Like, but what if I do find the one? Uh-huh. Right? Sure. If I gotta break someone's heart on national TV, like, that is tough.
Yeah.
I might as well just marry her and then divorce her. Like,
yeah.
Then I'm
Yeah, that was hard to watch. Yeah. You know, she took it like hard. But what's funny is they had the next episode after that was a reunion show and they got back together.
Mm, they're like not married, but they're like dating.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And some of them are like happy. We just saw one couple that's on YouTube. Like, they started their own YouTube channel. So one of them that met, like, their actual couple, they've been married for, at this point, since the show just barely came out. Of course, it was filmed last year. So they've been married for like a year and a half, I think they said, at this point, and they have a YouTube channel and everything together.
Wow.
The craziest thing to me was, like, they were saying I love you really quickly, what it seemed like, within a 2 week period.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. They were just, and all of them, like the couples that made it, they all were saying I love you, I love you. And I'm just like,
yeah, what,
like I don't know, yeah, to them, like,
knowing each other?
Yeah, well, to them, they kept saying that you have a deeper connection because there's no cell phones, no nothing.
Yeah,
it's just,
they take
you,
everything away. It's you and them.
It's them two, nonstop
talking,
vulnerable, because you're not staring at reactions, how mm-hmm. they're reacting. So they're saying that it's something that you can't explain to anybody else.
I could see it because I think people hold back when you're in front of somebody. Yeah. So you're holding back. You're not opening up, right? It takes you a little bit to get comfortable. I think if you're behind this barrier, it's almost like you're talking to a wall, right? So you're kind of talking to yourself. So I think it's one. I think it allows you maybe an opportunity to open up more, and then you happen to grow this connection a little faster than you typically would, and maybe things would kind of bounce a little quicker.
So basically, like you're saying, talking to a wall, but that wall is answering back.
Correct. Yeah, without showing emotion. It's almost like a therapy. Like you get to talk, and they're talking back to you. Never see them. It's almost like your mind is they don't really exist. Yeah. So you're kind of opening up, and then you guys get the connection, and then it's like, oh man, like.
Did you see any funny reactions whenever someone was talking between?
Yes, like, one of them was super funny. This girl, and she actually ended up being in the show. Like, she ended up being proposed to and so on and so forth. But she was very, like, all about herself. She'd talk and talk and talk and talk. And the guy's, like, on the other side of the wall. He's, like, laying down. You see him, like, standing up, pacing back and forth. And she's, like, talking about her, talking about it. He ends up, like, literally walking out of the room. And she's still, like, talking and talking. So, yeah, no. It's crazy because you see the shallowness of some people, right? Because they really care about looks. This specific girl, she was back and forth between this one guy. I mean, sorry, two guys, rather. One of them was like this frat dude, right? And the other one was not. He was like this little sensitive guy. And she ended up getting proposed by him, right? Even though she was madly in love with the little frat dude. She got proposed by this little sensitive dude. So when she saw him, she treated him like horrible the whole entire time.
And only because the frat dude ended up going with another girl. That frat dude had three girls like talking about him in the house. Yeah, he had three different girls.
Yeah, it's so crazy how that like, you know, inspires, because like, yeah, he's like this typical frat dude that you'd see like picking up girls at a bar. But yeah, he's picking up girls behind a wall. Like,
hey man, you gotta give him props. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's like, bro. Crazy. Is there any television show you guys have ever thought that you would go on? Like, you'd be like, man, I wish I was on that show.
Oh,
the challenge.
I would go on the challenge, and I've loved MTV The Challenge forever. That I feel like me and when I used to make Cody watch it whenever he was rooming with me, and we'd always be like, man, we could do that challenge. Man, we could do that. And I always think, man, like I feel like I'd be able to compete. That'd be dope. But that would be my show. I'd go on MTV The Challenge, be able to party, and when I'm not partying, I'm like competing.
I like Catfish, so if I could kick it with Neve and Max whenever they're like, in their prime, you know, when Catfish first came out, I feel like that would have been kind of cool to, like, bust it at people, but like, you were faking it. I knew you were Catfish.
I just saw the original movie.
Oh, yeah, it was good, right?
It was super crazy.
I saw that when I was, I think I had just graduated high school, actually. Yeah, that was a good movie.
Devin? I could picture Devin in, like, what's that? The Mask? The Mask Singer?
Oh, yeah.
The Mask Singer? I actually would do that. Yes. I was thinking that the other day. It's like, I'd do that. Like, I don't watch a lot of shows, but I've seen, like, clips of it. It's like, that is really cool. I would do, like, The Mask Singer.
Could you be, like, The Bachelor?
The Bachelor? No.
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 We can't sign you up for The Bachelor, is what you're saying.
No.
You're going to have, like, 25 girls, like, that you get to choose from.
All competing for you.
All competing for you.
For your love.
There's going to be some bored dates. Where are you from? Oh, that's nice.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding.
We're going to be, like, in his earphone, like, Devin, say this.
This. No, I'm just kidding. The Bachelor, The Bachelor, I don't know. I've always seen that. And I don't know how much of that is real to 20, like 25 people fall in love with one person. Like, how much of that is real? I feel like a lot of it is not real.
I think
that's
what makes the show interesting, is because I don't think it's all real either. But yeah. I think as the Bachelor, you're having to pick out the ones that are probably real and the ones that are probably there just for the show. So I think that's what makes those shows so intriguing, is because people are like, I don't think she really loves him.
Yeah.
So I think it keeps people on their toes.
Yeah, this last one was crazy. I'm trying to get Patrick to like just watch the last two episodes. Because like it was so crazy. Like, you just have to watch it.
Have y'all ever seen Married at First Sight?
No.
Okay, so Married at First Sight is they take a questionnaire, they do something online, they apply to be on the show, and you're getting married and you first meet your significant other, the one that you were paired up with at the aisle. And so you're married at first time you see that person, you are getting married. and you go on your honeymoon and you're living with each other for a few months and we're just seeing everything that goes along with it. And they have to make these decisions as in, okay, I live here. Are you going to come live with me? Like everything that you've seen in a relationship, but you're married at the first sight. And then towards the end, you have to make a decision on whether you want to stay married or get divorced.
So it's like an arranged marriage. Oh, like yeah. Arranged marriage.
And it's like
we had that
fake discussion one time. We did. And it's like fake marriage until like, at the end.
They're married.
Oh.
That's what I said. Either get divorced, you stay together.
Oh. That's worse than the yeah. pod one.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like, love, like that. That's what I was saying. Like, I keep saying it was. That's a good concept. If you mean somebody without meeting them, you're having that conversation. This one, you're just.
Just marrying
hey,
them.
Hi, my name's Dave.
Have you
ever let's get married.
Have you ever seen the one that's like wife swapped?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I've seen that
show. Yeah.
That's old school, ain't it?
That old school.
That's crazy.
I feel like that one's not as crazy because you're just I mean, it's not like
it's not permanent.
Yeah, it's not permanent. It's,
yeah, but that would be crazy. Like let's say that you're a husband that's like used to getting catered to, she makes everything, she cooks clean. And then all of a sudden you get the wife that's like, okay, like she doesn't do anything, you'd be like, oh heck no, this is not like, gonna 2 weeks? Work.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. 2 weeks, something like that.
I remember I saw one episode and this guy he's just like very shy guy, and the wife that he got set up with took him to go karaoke-ing, and like he did not want to do it. He was so pissed, but then he decided like forget it. He went up there and he did karaoke.
Conquered his fears.
Mm-hmm.
What about Undercover CEO?
Oh, that was a good one. That is a good show. I like that show a lot, actually.
I watch that show a lot too. If I'm CEO, I'll be rocking and be like, what's our policy?
Then I would have to look it up. It's good. Would you ever, if that ever happened to you, would you kind of like try to guess, like, man, he's kind of sketchy. I wonder if he's like real, like if this guy is like a real like employee.
I think not, like, if like there was a camera crew there, and it would occur to me, I would probably be like, I feel like this guy's a little sketchy. You know me, you might be undercover CEO. Yeah. So I don't know how they play that off. That one, and I've been watching 60 Days In or 90 Days In. One of those. I don't know if you guys.
Oh
seen that
yeah,
one.
I've seen that one too. That's a good one too.
Where they put just regular people inside prison for like 60 days.
Mm-hmm.
And I always think, like, what do you think when there's, like, you know, camera crew there? Like, you have to, at this point, there's 9 seasons in or 6 seasons in, literally, think that, oh, these guys are undercover. Yeah. So, yeah, I always
first,
wonder what they tell
the first people. Few, I'm sure, like, it was a, right, like.
We're filming a documentary or whatever, but.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, like.